This is Fresh Air. Our film critic Justin Chang has a review of the new movie Blue Bayou. This drama is about a Korean-American man in his 30s who's about to be sent back to his birth country. He was legally adopted when he was 3, but through no fault of his own, never became a U.S. citizen. Blue Bayou was written and directed by Justin Chan, who's also the film's star. Here's Justin's review.
Blue Bayou moved me a lot more than I expected, or maybe even wanted it to. Scene by scene, this story of a Korean-American adoptee facing deportation is frequently heavy-handed and overwrought. There were moments when I was certain I loathed it, only for it to reel me back in. By the end, I found myself wiping away furious tears, a little angry perhaps at the filmmakers for their sledgehammer tactics, but much angrier at the injustice of what they show us, an immigration system that can tear families apart. The separation of families by government agencies like ICE has gotten a lot of attention in recent years, but Blue Bayou tells a different kind of immigration story. It was written and directed by Justin Chan, who also stars as Antonio, a New Orleans tattoo artist. Antonio is happily married to a nurse named Kathy, played by Alicia Vikander, and he's also an adoring stepfather to her 7-year-old daughter, Jessie. He and Kathy are also expecting a child. But their domestic bliss is derailed one day when they get into a heated altercation with Jesse's biological dad, Ace, who abandoned Kathy and Jesse years ago, but now wants to see his daughter. Ace happens to be a cop with a racist partner who happens to be on the scene. Tensions escalate, and in the scuffle that follows, Antonio is arrested. Rather than being released after a few hours in jail, Antonio is turned over to ICE, which begins digging into his background. It turns out that when Antonio was adopted in the 80s, his U.S. citizenship was never formalized. A judge orders his deportation to Korea. Not helping Antonio's case is his criminal record, which includes 2 felony charges for motorcycle theft. Things look pretty grim, as Antonio and Kathy find out in their meeting with an immigration lawyer played by Vondi Curtis Hall.
He has 2 kids. I mean, listen to him. Look at him. He's American.
It doesn't matter what he looked like. It's immigration policy.
I was brought here when I was 3. I've been here for over 30 years.
Well, sometimes with these international adoptions in the 80s, the proper paperwork.
Yeah, but like I said, I've been here for over 30 years. Okay, can't you just tell them that I was adopted by white people?
I understand your frustration. I really do, but that's not how it works. I hear your options. You can depart voluntarily and have a chance of receiving status, or you can stay and appeal. But if you do that and the judge don't rule in your favor, you forfeit any opportunity to return to this country.
What does that mean?
It means if he fights and loses, he can never come back.
This isn't the first time Chan has made a movie that puts the struggles of working-class Korean-Americans front and center. His previous efforts include the black-and-white drama Gook, named after the anti-Asian slur and set during the 1992 Los Angeles riots. He followed that movie with Ms. Purple, about 2 estranged siblings in LA's Koreatown. Aside from its Louisiana setting, Blue Bayou feels a lot like those earlier movies, with its jagged handheld camera work and emotionally raw performances. I've rarely seen Vikander this forceful and immediate. It's her strongest work in years. And Chan slips effortlessly into the role of a guy who's had a tough upbringing. His adoptive father abused him horribly, and is now about to lose the people he loves. While Chan's acting is terrific, his writing could use a little more discipline. There's a moving but clumsy subplot featuring the wonderful Lin Dan Pham as Parker, a Vietnamese-American woman who befriends Antonio. While their scenes together deepen the movie's understanding of Asian immigrant experiences, Parker gets one too many symbolism-heavy monologues, and her terminal cancer diagnosis feels like one twist of the knife too far. It's not the script's only contrivance. Antonio has a friend who happens to be an ICE agent and tries to help him out. Where Blue Bayou undeniably succeeds is in its portrait of the strength and the fragility of families in situations where the decks are stacked against them. While I recoiled at times from the sheer unrelenting misery of Antonio's experience as he faces setback after setback, by the end, I appreciated the movie's refusal to soft-pedal his journey. There's a core of emotional honesty to this movie that survives even its more manipulative impulses. It leaves you with a devastating sense of just how violent it is to tear someone away from the only family and the only country they've ever known.
Justin Chang is film critic for the LA Times. He reviewed Blue Bayou. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we'll talk about the fight to keep independent journalism alive in small-town America. Our guest will be Art Cullen, who runs a newspaper in Storm Lake, Iowa, along with his brother, wife, and son. Cullen, who won a Pulitzer Prize for taking on local agribusiness interests, is featured in the new documentary, Storm Lake. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with assistance today from Al Banks. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Meyer, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Chaloner, Seth Kelly, and Kayla Lattimore. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.